Bizslap for July 26th, 2005.
You have one new message.
Well, hello there. It's Rob Schultz with Audacious Audio and AudaciousAudio.com. We turn entrepreneurs into audiopreneurs. And as I mentor scores of folks across the country to create their own profitable audio products, I see one huge blind spot that pops up over and over. Most folks think that once they get their product made, they're home free. When the truth is, once you get your product recorded and duplicated, your job has only just begun. This fatal misconception gives rise to what I call the major marketing blunders. And major marketing blunder number one is not gauging your buyer demand before you record. Or in other words, before you fly the plane, you'd better know where you're going to land it. With this big blunder, novice audio producers create a product that they love, but their market could care less about. They're all excited about their newfound ability to record and distribute their audio at a fraction of what they thought it would cost them. But they forget one little thing. Recording and distributing the audio assumes that you have someone to distribute it to. And many novice info product producers, caught up in the excitement of their new low-cost computer recording studios, start madly cranking out products that are destined for failure. Because they're products that nobody but them wants. Or they're trying to dump a decent product on an underdeveloped distribution channel. Trying to sell 100 CDs to a mailing list of 65 is a recipe for disaster. It's like trying to take off in a plane without knowing where you're going to set it down. You could be in for a very hard landing. To take this aviation analogy one step further, I was intrigued by a recent business report that spoke of the resurgence of Boeing Corporation. Now, it seems Boeing had tried something absolutely shocking. They'd beaten their major competitor, Airbus, to market by actually offering something their customers wanted badly, a mid-sized jet with a longer range than what's out there now. And their 787 Dreamliners are selling like hotcakes. And that has nothing to do with how neat the technology is or how much fun they're going to have cranking them out. It has to do with the fact that Boeing had the foresight to create something their customers wanted badly, needed, and to ensure it would be worth their while financially before they're spent a penny in research and manufacturing them. Sure, you can be blinded by all the fancy new audio possibilities out there. And sure, some of them may even make you rich, but in the long run, your success will depend less on glitzy new gadgets and more on good old-fashioned business fundamentals. Make sure the products you create satisfy an urgent desire of your market. Because I don't care how impressed you are by what you're creating, if there aren't at least a few hundred folks out there who are just as excited, just as impressed as you are, impressed enough to buy, it really doesn't mean a darn thing. You can find out more about Audacious Audio at audaciousaudio.com. This is Rob Schultz wishing you all the best.
End of message. Message saved. To leave a comment or access previous messages, go to bizslap.com, bizslap.com, or send email to comments@bizslap.com. Thank you and be well.